Thank you. One moment, please. And I think we can figure it out. Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Bud?
Yeah.
Hey, Bud. How's it going in your neck of the woods?
It's raining. It's been raining for days.
You know, water is good, but I think when it rains too much, you just kind of want to get out. You want the sunshine.
All my work is outside, so.
Yeah, you're doing custom decks for sure.
Working in the rain.
And I just want to say, because your first name, is it really Bud, or is that like what they call you?
It is a nickname.
Okay. I grew up, my dad actually used to work for somebody, and his name was Bud also, but that was his real name, and he went, and so like, when I saw Bud, I was like, I haven't heard that name in a while. So that's awesome. But hey, you know, Jan wanted me to come on here. He did say you are having some difficulties with the Google Business Profile. I do apologize for the inconvenience that you are going through with different companies and stuff like that, but give me just a brief summary on what they've been trying to do and what's kind of been like the experience so far in what's going on.
Well, real quick, I am not an IT guy. I know nothing about the internet and stuff. So, I'm hoping that that when you talk to someone that is, it's not just a bunch of BS. And I've gone through this Google review. I get a million calls for your Google review listing. We have to verify your Google listing.
Yeah.
So twice I've gone through this process. The first time was just to verify it. This was probably about 4 years ago.
Okay.
And I went through it. I got a thing in the mail from Google because you had to give a postcard. You had to give them the number to verify it.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 years later, I get another call from a lot of people saying to verify your Google thing, your presence on Google, all this stuff. So I did it again, but this time I did it with a whole full service that was going to do Google, get all the search engines picking up your name and mm-hmm. keywords and
mm-hmm.
all these other things you can have. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to have reviews. We'll mm-hmm. give you a link to get your customers nice and easy. You give them the link. Boom, mm-hmm. They'll be putting in reviews for you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get it all set up. And I was spending like $270 a month.
Oh, wow.
Not just for the Google verification. It was for all
the programming and all of the other stuff that goes along with it. Yeah,
so
for sure.
I never received the postcard from Google this time. They tried verifying it. They had such a hard time every month. It was another issue. They couldn't verify me. They're getting saying that somebody else owns it. That you've been hacked.
Mm. Do you know who you went with when in that area on that?
No,
time?
I don't remember. I don't know. The name of the company, but they never resolved the issue, and it was something that just lingered every month or so. They would call me and say, they're still working on it. There's a hard time because...
Yeah, very frustrating.
It's BS.
Yeah.
It is very frustrating.
Yeah.
I'm the owner.
Okay.
So there is no other person, but
basically
it's like you're talking, you can't call someone. Basically it's like talking to a computer.
Yeah.
That's all jammed up saying that somebody else owns it. And so I could never verify my own fucking business.
Hmm.
And I continued to pay them for probably 8 months.
Oh,
and
wow.
I finally just canceled it. But nothing's changed. My thing on Google is still the same. There's no photo.
Yeah, I see that.
There's still the same two reviews that got put on there from many years ago.
Okay.
And nothing changed. As far as Google.
Okay.
And having a company work on it for 8 months
after,
supposedly I already paid a one-time fee for a Google verification. Well, so much for a one-time fee and then so much for a company that was going to handle this. I'm just, my business runs fine. Everything is referrals. Everything is through Trex. They're my supplier. I'm a platinum installer form, so I get a million leads right through them. I have website. I have I have plenty of things. I just don't have Google.
You just don't have like the Google set up properly.
And I tried twice. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm very skeptical of people calling me because I tried this twice. You know, shame me once. You know, you're a fool to try it again.
Yeah, it's like shame on me.
Yeah.
I understand where you're coming from. Well, there's two things there.
If somebody wants to, verify my Google and get this shit right, you know, I'll pay for it. But I'm not paying before it. I'm not doing it again.
Yeah,
I think it's like a one-time fee. Then I even did a one-time fee plus monthly service, and that didn't work either.
Yeah. So two things. So one, the first company you went with did everything correctly, right? They did the Google verification. You sent it out to them. Once you do send it out, depending on, you know, that was 4 years ago. So a lot has changed since then, with Google. But yes, that sounds all correct for the first company. So once you gave them the PIN verification to verify that you are who you are in the area that you sent out the PIN verification address to, that Google verification is done. You never have to do that again for your company. So the second company that came in and said, oh, we have to re-verify your company or we have to do this stuff, that kind of raises a red flag to me because at that point, you shouldn't have to re-verify. They should have been able to just program the one that you already had to the first page of Google. I've been doing this for 10 years, so I know that stuff. So that's why when you're telling me, I'm like, man, I wish I would have called you 2 years ago. So I understand the frustration that you're coming with. I wish you would have known the company that you dealt with, because, I mean, I can look them up to see who's a Google Premier Channel partner and who's not.
I remember talking to them during a project that we were – I remember the project that we were on.
Right.
And it was probably a year and a half ago.
Okay.
It wasn't even 2 years ago. A year and a half. You know what? Probably it ranges between that year and a half
that
to
time.
2 year time frame.
Yeah. I mean, do you have access right now to your Google Business Profile, or are you just kind of locked out of it?
No, I'm locked out. They tell me I'm hacked, and as far as Google thinks somebody else owns it.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm not a computer person, so I don't know.
Yeah. No, I understand. I mean, I've been doing this for a while. My dad's a small business owner himself. We run the same setup for him where he has his Google Business Profile, and then we actually do like retargeting campaigns through Facebook. So, you don't have to be a computer whiz. I understand where you're coming from. I see your company right now. I see the South Jersey Custom Decks, but the thing is that it's not hacked. I'll tell you that right now, because the problem is here is that if it was hacked, there would be activity on there with another company putting their stuff on there or whatever the case may be, right? Hackers don't just hack something and then they just set it in the corner. I don't know what hackers that do that, right? They're always trying to fish something out of being hacked, right? So you might not own the Google Business Profile. That might be from the company that built it. They just never gave you the access for it. What we do here, and I've actually worked with a lot of clients, has the same situation that you have where another company built it. They don't have access to it. We're able to gain that access and give you that access to the Google Business Profile, okay? Because we are a premier Google Channel partner, Google will say like, okay, well, let's just make sure we're given the Google rights to the right person. Where's their address? They verified it over here. His name is Bud, right? That's not your first name, but just for example, right? And then his company is South Jersey Custom Decks. As of right now, he does not have access to it. And then we'll be able to actually see who does have access. And then we'll be able to gain that access back. Now, for our company here, we never hold anything hostage like that. And that's the thing is, it kind of sucks for business owners because, and I see where you're coming from because that is your company. It is your right to have that Google Business Profile because you quote unquote paid for it, right? So what we actually do is we do monthly services. If you ever did cancel a service or anything like that, it's yours. We turn everything over to you. You just add us on as basically a partner telling Google, hey, they're working with me on this manner to, you know, rank me higher, or they're working on this manner to put pictures on here, or, you know, even with Facebook, we never take access where we're saying, hey, we're taking full ownership of your media sites or your, you know, your presence. It gets slippery at that point, right? And that's kind of like where you've ran into this problem here. And that's the difference, is if they're not a premier Google channel partner, and I know everybody that probably calls you says they are, I would be very careful with them. And for us, I can prove to you we're a Google Premier Channel Partner. I can send you our website. I can send you where our authenticity badge is. That's a clickable link. You can click that. It takes you to a Google site that says Premier Channel Partner, Local Splash, meets all the requirements to be a Google Premier Channel Partner as well. Most companies, when you do ask for that verification, they end up hanging up on you because they cannot provide that stuff. So just a little knowledge there for you for future references. go ahead.
Yeah, so I just went on Google, so I'm looking
sure.
at all the, just, you know, deck builders near me. So,
sure.
so I get a whole list of all the other guys. So
yeah.
everybody has a picture comes up of a deck.
Right.
And,
you just have a
and
map.
And they tell you things about them. And... like mine says 3 years of experience. You know, I've been building decks for 20. So this was probably done, you know, 15 years ago or whatever, a long time ago
mm-hmm.
when it first went up. But I just, it doesn't look like everybody
else. Oh, really?
So if you're just like if you're a consumer and you're looking at this, you know, you would think that it's a, you know, business. They only have 2 reviews.
Yeah.
They don't even have any photos compared to the other deck builders in my area.
Right. And to be fair, I mean, like, the one that I'm seeing, it just says South Jersey Decks. It does have the 2 reviews, but I'm not seeing where it even says, it's very blank here. So it has your numbers, it has your it doesn't have hours of operation. It says, you know, suggest an edit, so I can send them an edit to say like, hey, you might want to do this, add business hours, be the first to ask a question, and then it just has like your reviews for Facebook, and then also too it just has your Google reviews. It doesn't really mention anything about how many years you've been in business, what you do, you know, the like you said, there's no pictures here either. So that's what I see. Now, my question is then, did the second company try to make you a second Google Business Profile, or did they try to just
They could have. I don't know exactly. They may have. All I know is when I put this up here, I come up, Dr. Jersey Custom Deck. I only have 2 reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a phone number. There is a website.
Mm-hmm.
There's no link to, like, go to Instagram or Facebook. I don't even know if Google wants you to do that, but.
Yeah, there's a, if you look okay. on there, it should say, reviews from the web, and it'll have 5 out of 5, reviews, and it'll have, like, a link for Facebook, and it takes you straight to your Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's South Jersey Decks. You got like 1.4K followers on your Facebook, correct?
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram. I have them linked together, so whatever I post on one.
Yeah, it'll go to the other.
It shows up on both, so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it has the website, the text.com contract.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, yep. And then it has the bud at your sjcustomdecks.com
yeah,
as well. So
which really stands to, if I could anywhere that it is, I like to change to an email that I do actually
That's on your Facebook, so you know.
Yeah. So maybe, yeah. So I should just change it because I'm having an issue with that. GoDaddy hosts my website.
Yep.
They also host my phone number.
Okay.
They get forwarded to my cell phone.
Sure.
They also
host your email.
Yep. The email, but mm-hmm. the email issue that I'm having is twice now, my email has been hacked and I'll in 1 weekend, in 2 days, I'll receive 12,000 emails from some kind of bot thing, service, whatever terminology just sends out. And anything that I got on that weekend, I'm not going to see because I also got 12,000 emails.
Emails, yeah.
From a computer that just blew up and this just happened 2 weeks ago it did it again. So when I look at my emails on that bud at SJ Custom Decks, I have, because it's happened twice now, I got 20,079 emails on that account. Because I've gotten over 10,000 emails in a 24-hour period.
And you've been having a lot of technical issues here these past couple years here.
So I would rather not even look at that and just go right to I have an AOL.
Your other email.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and there's another one here, too. So there's two emails it looks like it's here. So it's the Bud, and then you have the one that's like the Verizon.net as well. So there's two emails that people contact you at.
And I tell you what, like, I mean, I should really go on there and edit that because the Verizon one, I don't even look at anymore.
Yeah.
Because I switched over to AOL I'm not even sure what happened with Verizon and AOL, but
I'm glad I talked to you. So glad I talked to you. I mean, you can go straight into the info tab on just like your Facebook page. You can edit that stuff yourself. That's easy stuff.
Yeah.
That's easy stuff for you. Like I said, you don't got to be a computer whiz to do that stuff. So you can handle that. With the Google Business Profile stuff, go ahead.
But what I want it with Google, so when people search, I look at the rest of the company. I want to have photos on there. I want people to also, I want to be able to give them a link that people can actually leave a review on here.
Right. Yeah. And I hear you there. And unfortunately, like, you know, that you've had those bad experiences with the other two companies. For us, we can't do anything that's free and I can't wear a black eye for that company. I can just share with you what we can do here. I can get you a pretty solid deal. I would get you on an onboarding call with my tech team. My tech team will do an investigation for it. Then once they have that in area, they'll reach out to Google, say, hey, what do we need here to gain access? I'm telling you, I can't even count how many times I've helped business owners do this. Even Google business profiles that have been suspended, I've been able to help them get. What I can do is...
Wait a second, because I'm not looking to advertise. I'm not
looking
to be the first one on top of the page. I just want to be a presence where it's a company that people look at.
Right.
If
and
so
find
they
you.
Search me and they find me and not a blank page.
Right, not a... Yeah, exactly.
Because I look at a blank page and I don't think that... I would just assume that they're either too small or they're out of business. That's what
right.
I see when I look at this.
Right. There's really nothing here to look at, is what you're saying. And when you look at all the other companies, it looks like they have some life in their business. And here it doesn't really look like that. So, like I said, we can help you with that. It is just a flat rate month to month that we do offer. I can get you the best possible pricing here that we can do. I'll send you over as well because I do want to show you. I just sent you a text message. That's going to take you to our website, okay? It's going to say localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It's going straight to your phone. When you click on it, it is going to say Local Splash at the top left. It's going to say take control of your online presence. This is our company here, okay? don't mind the prices on there because I'm going to help you out, but I do want to show you that we're a proven company that we've been in business for almost 20 years, right? So we help companies all across the United States with the problems that you have so that way they can get fixed in a timely manner. And then that way you have that for the rest of your business career, right? Because it's only right that you can facilitate those pictures on your site so that way people can finally see that great quality work. The Google Ads partnership, I do want to show you as well. It's on that site. Like I said, our authenticity badge through Google, there's only 40 of us in the country that have this Google authenticity badge on there. Okay. This is going to be the highest tier we can be with Google. So Google will never reach out to you personally. They usually save that for like the Coca-Colas of the world, the Nikes, stuff like that. So their ads partnerships, they usually reach out to small business owners so that way they can get those accounts working just like, you know, you have right here. You just need a little tweaking on it. Okay. The pro package, there's four of them here. Honestly, what you're just trying to accomplish is just the pro package. It does say the Google Business Profile on there with the SEO creation content. You have client support. Obviously, you'll be on other platforms. Like, you're already on, like, local Bing, Yahoo, Yelp, Apple. The main focus, though, on this is just to get the Google Business Profile up and running for you. It does read on there $399 month-to-month with the $299 setup fee. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a reduced rate just because I do want to help you out. I'm going to ask JP, which is Jan here. You've been in business for how long?
Since 20 years.
20 years. Okay. So, perfect. I'm going to give you what's called the legacy credit through our company. Okay. So we don't advertise these things because we want to make sure that we're talking to customers about what their business needs are and everything like that. The price on there is just going to come down all the way to $199 month to month. There is no setup fee. There's nothing like that. It's just that flat rate. But one thing is first is I do want to set you up there so that way we can get you on board with our tech team. They can see what's going on and then they can start to gain access back to that. Now, you weren't hacked. I'll tell you that right now because there's no activity going on your page. These people that probably reached out to you were probably a new company that really didn't know what they were doing. I'm sorry to say that, you know, they did get a hold of you. But this is going to be very easy for us to fix. Like I said, we do this all the time and it's only going to take 30 to 45 days to get everything back up to normal for you. It's month to month. There's no early termination fees. There's no pause or cancellation penalties for you at any moment or time. And if you ever want to do that, you can, because I know really what you're wanting to do is just gain access back so you can start posting pictures on there, right? If you want to keep the service long time.
Posting pictures and also being able to have customers should be able to go on there and
leave a review.
One more thing, which I've seen pop up on my social media pages a lot. It's a Google review card, and it allows your customer to just very easily just kind of like tap onto it or take or scan it or something on their phone, and then it brings your site right up on Google, and they can leave. Mm-hmm. I guess it's an easy way. Or business people are putting them on their counter so you can go right to the site so you can leave a review. It's just making things, if you make things easier for people, then they'll do it. If you tell them,
I agree.
You leave a review, everybody says, yeah, nobody does it.
Sure, because they got to go to Google, they got to click the review tab.
Look it up.
It's easy for us. Like I said, it's a link. So what we can do is we can send you that link. It's not a problem. My tech team can very easily show you where to get that link. So every time you do leave a job, be like, hey, can you leave us a Google review? I'll send you the link. You can just have the link.
And if I just text them to the link, and then they can just click onto it. If you don't make it easy, they're not going to do it.
Yeah, and we can provide that for you. It's very easy. Once we get everything verified, and I don't mean verified like your Google business listing verified, but once we understand what's really going on and getting everything back over to you, my tech team will be like, yeah, you can just grab this link, and they'll walk you through the steps. You can just hit the review tab. Once you have the review tab open, you can copy that link in the URL. Every time you click the link, it's going to take you right there over to the review page, and people can just click that and then just leave a review every time you're done with your service. I mean, that's how easy it is. And my tech team is insane about that stuff. And every time you have that, you can save that link to your phone and you can send those out to your customers from here on to the end of time for you in business, right?
Yeah. I just want to look like everybody else.
Sure. Yeah.
On here.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for that. I got to be the top, you know, dog because I have, you know, 25 employees that I have.
Right.
I run day to day and I have 6 employees. I don't need, you know, like other companies where they need to have 100 calls a month because they needed to just be able to run business.
Right. Absolutely. So what I want to do, bud, is I would like to do 2 things. One, I would like to give you my contact information, right? So you will always have me as a point of contact. If you have any questions, concerns, anything like that, absolutely, you can always get a hold of me, okay? You'll have my email address, you'll have my phone extension number, so that way you can call me directly. If I don't answer, you could always leave me a message. I always make this a rule with my clients because I think it's important, is I will call you back within an hour. If I did not answer the phone, you get busy, I get busy. I'm in meetings, phone calls, all these other stuff. So you'll always have direct access to me here, okay? Another thing is I would love to bring you on so that way my tech team can get a hold of, sit down with you, make sure that they have all the information correct so that way they can get that Google Business Profile back to you, but not only back to you, they can start programming you and getting those pictures up and then giving that your review link. So that way you always have that for your customers to give you reviews on that end. Okay. It is $199 month to month. You'll have 2 points of references. Okay. You'll have me as point of contact, and then you'll have an account manager when you do the onboarding call. I give you a customer service number. So if there is any questions, concerns, or even if you want anything changed, you can absolutely do that. And we actually work hand in hand with you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
As far as like once it starts, how do you get, is it something that I would be like I just clicked on to somebody else and I'm going through and they have like a lot of photos on here.
Yeah. We can do that for you. You can provide us with the photos and we can upload those for you. I mean, you're paying us to do it because it's a $199 month to month. It's up to you. But we actually allow our customers to have accessible, if you want to just put it up yourself, you can, right? We're not opposed to that. But I will say, like, my tech team is very good in just doing that for you. If you want to say, hey, I got a bunch of pictures, I want to give it to you guys, I want you guys to populate, they'll be like, aye, aye, Captain, we're going to go and do it. Yeah, we're going to get it done for you. Okay?
Okay. Because I just clicked on, the person right above me, Deck Guardian. And
yeah, and they probably have a bunch of pictures.
I mean, it's just over. Yeah. I mean, when you click on the photos, it just goes on and on. I mean,
yeah.
To Instagram. So when you're on my Instagram, you have you see every time I post one, but you'd have to kind of go through. It could take a while before you scroll down and see things. Whereas they're all just right there.
Yeah, right, 100%. And that's why I said, when we actually get you on board with us, we actually send you an email out. So you'll receive a couple of emails. One, you'll receive your invoice, right, because it's a tax write-off, 100%. But also, two, the first thing we say is, hey, send out some pictures for us for your Google Business Profile. You can start to send pictures there if you'd like, or we'll do an onboarding call with my tech team so they can introduce themselves. They'll actually walk you through that process and they'll say like, hey, this is what we need from you. You can send your pictures in here. Once we have everything that's gained back into your control for your Google Business Profile, we're going to start populating those pictures you sent to us. And now your page is looking like everybody else's with pictures, and it's not just, you know, looking dormant at that point. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do you say, bud? You want to work together on this and get everything back to normal here so that way we can just stop with the headache on your end and finally get your Google Business Profile back over to you so you always have access to it?
Okay. And you said there is no, I can cancel at any time.
Yeah. So I'll actually walk you through a voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you for two reasons. One, the pricing never changes on you. Okay. So you'll never pay the higher price that's on the website. I state that here into the voice verification for the $199. And then also I always leave it off with, you may discontinue your agreement at any time or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing is we ask is to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. And that's it.
Okay. And then once that, if in 6 months, whatever, everything's going great, and if I did stop it, does anything change as far as?
So the only thing that changes.
What happens after that?
Yeah. So the only thing that changes is we stop the programming for you to be on the first page. That's it. Everything else you keep.
That's it.
Yeah, we do not. That's why I would say we do not take your Google Business Profile. We do not hold it hostage. That is yours to keep. That is your right as a business owner to have, and you will have that for the life of you being in business. That's the only thing that we stop.
Okay.
Okay. So let me see here. So what was the business address that you registered the Google Business Profile with? I'm guessing it's your home address, correct?
It's my home address, yes.
Okay. What was that address?
15 Frosty Hollow Court. Yeah, 15 Frosty Hollow Court. And that's in Ficklerville.
And by the way, I just want to say the decks that you do is amazing. I've built a couple decks with my dad. He's very good at woodworking. He's built a couple decks with some of the houses that we've had over the years. And he's actually built a home bar in his house, just custom built himself, by the way. And when I come across a business owner that does decks, I love to kind of geek out on that stuff because it is pretty cool when you see the finished product and you're like, man, that is awesome. So I'm like, I see some of the pictures on the Facebook page and I'm like, man, you guys have it going on over there. So I just wanted to kind of give you some praise on that. I mean, what, 20 years in the business, it is pretty cool to see.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so business zip code is the 08081, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for the phone number, so I just want to be sure it's the 856-441-5900. Is that a good phone number for your customers to contact you on?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Is that the same number that it's okay for us to contact you on to give you updates on the Google Business Profile, everything like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the number from GoDaddy that forwards to
your phone.
My cell phone. The only thing that I don't like is when I call you from it,
mm-hmm.
when I return a call, it just says like, I forget what city that number is registered to. They're not allowing me. I can't put a name with it.
So oh, it just comes back as your regular caller ID.
Yeah, it'll say like Clementon, New Jersey or something instead of, you know, like I can't customize a
caller ID. Yeah, they don't have that. That's normal. Because people have to know like where you're calling from, so they just want to make sure the phone. Because like if they were able to do that, right? Actually, I don't know if we're able to do that for you. I can look into that if you want.
I would just like my when I return a call, I just can't. I want the customer to know that I'm calling.
Right.
And a lot of people don't pick up because it looks like I'm just, you know, another
person.
Another person calling.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have the business name. It just says like a town.
Yeah. So my question is this. Do you want to just put your regular number on there so that way when they call and you call back, they know who's calling?
Yeah. No, because then it's just I like having a separate business number for customers than a cell phone. And I don't have a landline business line, which then you would be able to, but I don't.
Yeah. And then everybody's blowing up your phone because they know your personal phone number.
I know when it's just a business call, I just let it, you know, it can just go to that service and I can deal with it that way. Or I can pick up, you know, one or the other. I just don't want.
Okay.
I mean, yes, myself, because I've been in business for 20 years, yes, my cell phone is probably, if you look online enough, you'll find it.
Probably, yeah.
and sometimes, because I probably even had both listed. I didn't even think on my website, I think both numbers are listed.
I think it's on your Facebook, to be completely
honest. Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, here, Facebook, I'll show you. Facebook,
and
when I go on there. So I got two, yeah. So your cell number is 609-412, and then it kind of cuts off. It's 20, and then it cuts off there.
Oh, yeah. That is my cell phone.
Okay.
And there are different. I mean, I do get calls from it because I've only had that business line for say, I'm gonna just make up a number, 6-7 years. But all my customers prior to that call me. have the old, just call my cell phone. So I still do get calls to my cell phone, but it's a very small percentage.
Oh, okay.
Most people call the business line.
Right. And it's what's kind of plastered all over. So,
yeah. And I'm having my, the trucks and trailers just got, wrapped. So
nice.
That they're going to be, you know, billboards.
Okay.
So, which that number.
Running billboards is what they say.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, Bud, what's your first name? Because I know it's not Bud.
It's Lee, L-E-E.
Lee. Okay. But I'll put in the notes that you go by Bud. And then your last name is Bradford, correct?
Bradford. Yes.
Okay. And then what's a good email address for you?
sjcustomdex@aol.com.
CustomDex@AOL.com. Okay.
That's the one I look at every day. The other one?
SJ Custom.
The one at Verizon, I should really take that off. And the Bud, I told you about the one with the Bud at CustomDex is the one that I put on like my proposals and business cards and things. And mm-hmm. Just not happy about that service so far.
Yeah.
Because it's been hacked.
Yeah. That's always, I mean, nowadays with everything, it's kind of crazy. I mean, and that's why we protect you here as well. So I'm actually going to set up a security code for you. Also, so that way, anytime we do call you, we'll always ask a security question because that's one thing that we protect our clients with. We never share or sell any of your information here, but we do want to make sure we're always talking to you. So we will ask you if you get a call that somebody's saying like, hey, yeah, we're Local Splash. And you're like, oh, yeah, what's my security question? And then they don't know. That's not us. You just hang up the phone and you call our customer service immediately, and then we'll take care of that for you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. We're constantly having meetings about that too, about always protecting our customers. I mean, 9 times out of 10, we don't even share a customer name because we're like, no, we're okay. If you want to see us, you can go to our website and check out the names we have there, but we're very, very private about who we work with and how, because you never know, right? And that's why I always send all our information over to you as well, because I just always want to be sure too. All right. So I got everything here for you set up. Okay. Brad, I'm sorry. I saw your last name, Bud. Let me see here.
You'd be surprised how many people call me
Brad.
Brad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, it's my last name. I get
okay.
Where you get that from.
Yeah, I looked at Bradford and I was like, all right, Brad. And I was like, oh no, it's Bud, but it's Lee, so Lee. Okay.
I would say probably once a month somebody calls me Brad.
Brad. Now with Lee, do you get in trouble with? Like do any particular reason why you don't go by Lee?
It was just my dad and my grandfather's name and nickname. So the nickname got passed along as well.
Just stuck. Okay. So you're a junior then. Or you're the third.
I'm the third, yeah.
Okay. I'm a junior. So like my first name is actually Charles, but my dad is Charles as well, but he goes by Charlie. So kind of stuck as well. I go by Charlie all the time. So typically when I hear Charles and it comes from my mom's voice, I know I'm in trouble. So I always go by Charlie at that point. So, all right. So, Bud, with this here, how would you like to secure the listing with us? I mean, are you going to be paying by like a credit card, a debit card? How do you want to secure this?
Yeah, by a credit card.
Okay. And with the credit card itself, before we go into like the details of the numbers and everything, is it a business credit card with South Jersey Custom Decks on there, or is it just like a Lee Bradford on the name?
It is a business card, but my name is on it.
Okay, that's fine. And then do you have a middle initial, or do you have like the third on there?
I do have a middle initial.
Okay, is it on the card though?
It is.
Okay.
You know, I'll even put Bud down on things with this card, and they've never rejected it. I was always surprised.
Really?
Yeah. Like I'll fill out so many things online. You know how easy it is to buy stuff online.
Sure.
And I'll ask for name, and I'll just put Bud Bradford, and I'll put the card number, boom, everything, and it always goes through.
Yeah.
So
but for
it's
for
never
us,
once
though?
Been declined because
really?
Of Bud.
Interesting.
Yes, I find that so odd.
That is pretty odd.
That.
Yeah, that is pretty odd. But for us, what we do is we want to make sure it's the correct name, because I actually send you an invoice. And with the invoice, that goes to your tax benefits for a 100% tax write-off. So I don't want you to have Bud on there and then you come back for the, you know, doing your taxes and they're like, no, you can't write this off because it's a different name.
well, my accountant is also on my payroll and they call me Bud.
Yeah, so they know. Okay. What's your middle initial?
N.
N? Okay. And then do you have the third on there as well or no?
No, I don't. Not on this card.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And then for the business address for the billing, is it still the same as the 15 Frosty Hollow Court?
Yes.
Okay. And then the card itself, is it a Master Visa? It's a Visa. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the numbers on the front.
4246.
Uh-huh.
3153.
Uh-huh.
8280. 0017.
Okay. And then the expiration?
3/28.
Okay. And then the security code on the back.
291.
Okay. Can I repeat the number to you? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. I got 4246 3153 8280 0017.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome. Now, before I do anything with the transactions for the 199, I am going to, like I said, set up the security question. I do have three questions here. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
The city I was born in.
Okay, city you were born in. What's the city?
Atlantic City.
Atlantic City, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the gambling town. Well, now there's casinos everywhere, but
right.
Atlantic City and Vegas.
Yeah. And there are, I mean, they're actually trying to have gambling a lot more everywhere else in the United States.
Well, now it's just you go on your phone. It is.
But they're trying to legalize it. Like, I know in Texas, they're trying to legalize it in Texas because there's no casinos there. And then once they do, they want to start opening up casinos right there in Dallas because they have the Mavericks and the Dallas Cowboys and the Rangers and everything like that. So they're trying to build, like, a Vegas there in Dallas.
Okay.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So Vegas, here we go to Dallas.
Now they have sports.
Yeah.
Well, Vegas didn't have it. Now they got, and they're adding. They keep adding more and more to it.
Oh,
they
for
got
sure.
All the sports there now. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And the Oakland A's is actually moving to Vegas now too.
Yeah, I just saw. I think it's the Tropicana. Was announced in Vegas. I saw it on the news yesterday that they're going to tear that down, and that's where the stadium is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be where that is. I'm just saying.
It's going to be crazy, though. Yeah, the traffic there is already insane, but it's going to be even more. I mean, they're just adding to that city immensely. So, but I have everything set up there for you here. But I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. This is just an added protection for you. This is going to be sent to you in writing as well with the invoice. If you don't understand a question, you can just say, hey, what do you mean by that? And then I'll clarify it for you. I know some of these wordings could be a little weird, but I do just want to have a firm understanding before I do make the transaction. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your company.
South Jersey Custom Deck.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Lee Bradford, owner.
Perfect. And then you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're authorized on the user of the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Lee, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Slash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's the city you were born in, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from us?
Yes.
Perfect. I have a customer service number here for you. Do you want it now or do you just want me to email it to you?
You can just email it to me.
Perfect. Okay, I will. In hiring Local Slash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
I'm sorry, what was that question again?
So it's saying, in hiring Local Slash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Basically, we don't want any conflict of interest. We want to get this done for you in a timely manner. So if you had somebody else, and I know you won't because you've already explained your frustration with this.
Oh, yeah. You don't know how this, for me to actually do this again.
Yeah, so I have to ask it, though. We just don't want two people working on the same thing, and then it goes nowhere. So we just want to be sure that we're all working together on the same team, getting the issue handled correctly. Okay?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which we already waived the account setup for today, will be charged today on April 3rd, so that's today's date, in the non-refundable amount of the $199. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 3rd in the amount of just $199. This is a recurring payment for you. Now, Bud, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the number I'm going to email over to you, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due so you don't get charged for the next month of service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So now I can stop sounding like a robot. I'm going to send you, let me see here. No card number provided with billing information. Interesting. So hold on. I got something wrong here. Okay. So for some reason, it did not save the card information here. Can you read that back to me? I apologize.
Oh, it's okay. 4246.
Mm-hmm.
3153.
Mm-hmm.
8280-0017.
Okay. So I got 4246, 3153, 8280-0017, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then it was 3 of 28.
328.
Yep. And then the security code.
291.
Okay, perfect. I apologize there. I don't know why. Oh, that's why. Okay. Sometimes this stuff is a little iffy. If I have like a space or anything like that, it won't like save. And I had a space in your last name. So I apologize for that there. Okay, let me see here. Perfect. Okay, that's what it was. Okay, so I'm going to send you a couple text messages. It's going to be a welcome text message from us at Local Splash. I'm also going to send you a couple emails. Like I said, they're going to have, hey, start sending your pictures in, stuff like that. Everything did go good on my end, so I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We are like a family here. I am going to send you an email with my contact information here when I set up the onboarding call. So if you ever need to reach out to me for anything, you could absolutely do so. And I'll be happy to assist you as best I can. If your account manager is just like not getting back to you, like they're just busy, reach out to me, please. I will reach out to them and be like, hey, what's going on? But typically that really doesn't happen. They're on top of things here. What is a good day or a good time for you and my tech team to, for them to reach out to you? You said it's raining today, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you kind of stuck indoors for the day?
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to do this today, if that's okay. I have a slot okay. available for you. If you would like, they can reach out to you at 4 p.m. They'll call you. I'm going to get everything over to them, and we can basically start everything today. There's not going to be a waiting game or nothing like that. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, so I'm going to book that here for you really quickly, and I'm going to send that. Let me see. /CI. And then I sent you a text message. The text message should say, Lee, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Yeah. And then there's a link there. And it's just a,
okay.
just a for terms and agreements link. Can you click that? There's going to be two checkboxes. That's the service agreement I read off to you, what we're going to do.
Okay.
There's going to be two checkboxes on the bottom, one to receive text messages. Just in case you don't answer, we'll send you a quick text. And then the other one is just saying that you're the card authorization holder. You're going to sign it as Lee N. Bradford. You're just going to type in the box. You're going to hit confirm. And it's going to take you to a login page with a username and password. Just let me know when you get there. Take your time.
Username and password?
Perfect. Okay. I didn't touch on this when we were talking because we were just so focused on the Google Business Profile itself. This is going to be a tracking system for you. So my tech team is actually going to build this for you. You're going to get the login credentials when they call you. But what this is that you're going to be able to track everything with your Google Business Profile. You get to be able to track reviews that are coming in, location of searches. You'll be able to track how well you're ranking, what you're being listed for, and that's how you can do your metrics on how well the Google is working for you. This is just kind of like an added bonus for you that we always do for our customers. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so my tech team is going to reach out to you in about a couple hours here. I just let them know, and I booked that onboarding call with you at 4 p.m. I sent you an email, so it's coming from cmullenkamp@localsplash.com, and it's just going to be to a Google Calendar. It's just kind of telling everybody, hey, we got a meeting with Bud at this time. And then they'll be reaching out to you on the 877 number that should be in your emails as well. Okay?
Okay. I did get a text that said what my username and password was.
Oh, you got it already. If you got it, then cool. You can log into it. But there's really nothing there.
Okay.
They're going to walk you through that, and they're going to show you everything. Yeah, they got to build everything first. But I'll have them call you there. It just depends. They're going to be coming back from lunch at that point because they're on the West Coast. We're in California. So it is, 12 to 1 is their lunch. So what's going to happen is I would just kind of give them like 5 to 10 minutes there. So they should be calling like anywhere from 4:10 your time. And then they're going to walk you through everything at that point. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Any questions for me, bud?
No. No, I think you covered everything.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get working here because I want them to have all the information. So that way when they come to the meeting, they can just kind of get right to it. You have my information there. If you need to reach out to me, please do. I'm open. I have an open door policy. But if that's I've answered all your questions. We'll give you a call here in a couple hours to get everything rolling for you, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right, bud. No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.